Greetings, loyalists and heretics. Welcome to Iron and Ceramite, where we once again enter the warp without an astropath.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Iron and Ceramite podcast. My name is John, and it's a full house. I am joined today by Shane.
Hello.
Glenn.
Hello.
Tommy.
Hello.
And the not-so-important Dave.
Hello.
Hello. I'm only joking. I'm not. How's everyone doing? Been a long time since we've actually done everything all together.
Yeah, probably. Good, man.
Yeah, I'm good. Does feel like ages.
It does, yeah. And exciting times. If you're a Chaos player, hey, Glenn?
Oh, so long.
Yeah. But we're not going to talk about that today.
No, why bother? Yeah,
Black Templars and how much they deserve more product.
Let's be honest as well, though. Glenn's an everything player.
Yeah, that's a good point. From, yeah.
We can say exactly the same thing.
No, in fairness, whenever the Eldari came out, I was a bit,
Oh, but, really? Yeah. Is that where you draw the line?
Yeah, I don't like the pointy eared.
You've just alienated half the audience there.
He's an elfist.
Are there that many Eldari players?
Well, I'm elves as well.
Well, it seems like Glenda said no, that's probably half them.
So shall we? It's Warhammer Fest, or by some people watching this, Warhammer Fest has been and gone. But it happened today. So shall we get into the 40K stuff? Go on, Glenn. Kick us off. What happened?
Well, the whole thing was probably about 75% chaos, which was nice to see. So we got, to be fair, I think the Codex was announced earlier in the week.
Yeah.
A couple of the bits were announced earlier in the week. But as we'll see later on, we did get some very, very nice models. And a bit of news that some other models will be getting a redo. Mm-hmm. Some things have changed. So all the War Leader stuff has come out of the Chaos Space Marines Codex. And we'll get its own standalone codex like the Death Guard and Thousand Sons. Little bit disappointed that... Well, I don't know if I'm disappointed that they haven't done the same with the Emperor's Children stuff.
They did say
it's going to happen like further down the line. But
couple of years.
I've got a buttload of Noise Marines and stuff like that, so it's nice that I can still use them with my normal Chaos army without having to, you know, take a different detachment and risk losing your super doctrines or whatever the equivalent is. But yeah, this release is a lot of cultist stuff and a lot of possessed stuff. Which is some of the models that do need, you know, a bit of love, because pretty much the cultist stuff, it's either the sort of traitor guard from the Blackstone Fortress, or you've got the monopose, you know, some with auto guns, some with pistol and close combat weapon that's been knocking around since Dark Vengeance, which is a couple of starter sets, like maybe three or four starter sets ago. So yeah, I'm sure John will provide some lovely, lovely pictures.
I will. So let's go through the slides of everything that's been released, and then, like we normally do. So it pretty much kept it in order of how they announced it. Well, there's the new possessed models, pretty sick looking models.
Which are bigger, but as big as heavy intercessors, did they say?
I think they're as big as Primaris, didn't they?
Yeah.
So they're going to be bigger than your normal Chaos Marines, but about Primaris size.
Yeah, well, the one on the top left is standing on a Primaris.
Mm.
So just to give you a little bit of a size reference.
I think, were these the ones that they said when they stand next to the veteran Terminators that they are clearly a lot bigger than them? So they must, I'd imagine, be close to Kravis armor size.
Mm. Yeah. I want it, the important thing with these is how customizable they are, because it's cool to have five models like that, but if then you want another five models, are they going to look like that? Or are you going to be able to? Because they're all very, and in Games Workshop's own terms, gribbly.
Yeah.
They look like it would be hard. It's hard in my mind to sort of go, right, if you change that army, you can change that, and you've got the different options on it. Because it's all mutated and you got tubes and pipes and claws and all kinds of shit coming off them. How customizable they're going to be?
I completely understand what you're saying, but I think obviously using the Crusader squads for the Black Templar releases.
Oh, fuck they off, look... Black Templars already.
But their poses seem like that, but you can change the arms. So I'm thinking particularly that guy second from the left. There's a Crusader that looks very similar to that, but he's got quite a few customizable options. The guy in the middle, I think it's only really the guy on the left that looks like he's going to be quite difficult to chop and change. The rest of them have got far out enough to bring different options. But hopefully, because like you say, if you want more than five and they all look the same, it does take a lot away from it.
Do you think
that possessed you generally run in an army? Like, say you're playing 1,500 points?
Well, for the past couple of years, none, because they've been shit. The models weren't terrible, but they weren't great. But yeah, rules wise, they just sucked ass. So they weren't worth running, and haven't been for quite a few years. So hopefully, this is a case of Games Workshop going, what do we not sell very much of anymore? Right, them. Right, let's make them awesome. So I expect they're going to get quite a hefty stats and rules boost in the new codex. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that made me go, oh, hang on, one of them's got a gun. And I want to know if they're going to have a ranged option in there. Maybe not all of them are going to count as having a gun, because traditionally they're close combat only. They have no shooting thing. That guy's blatantly got a gun in his hand. So it might be a case of like some of your pox boys have got like this knackered old weapon in their hand.
You're talking about the guy second from the left?
I think that's an axe.
I thought it was an axe,
I've looked at that and thought it was like the top of a boulder, but okay.
I can see that bit. Yeah, it looks like if he's holding it down, it looks like maybe it's an axe or something.
Okay. First time I looked at it, it was like, is that a boulder? But okay. Yeah, now you've pointed out that it's an axe. Oh, probably an axe. Right. No ranged option then. Fair enough.
Sorry.
You can die my dreams straight away.
I didn't mean to torpedo that. You never know. Maybe
it started well. Like, here you go, Glenn. Go and riff on these chaos. And then Dave goes on about Black Templars and John says, fuck your ranged.
You've got new models, you're getting two wounds. You're not getting fuck all else, mate.
You'll be pleased about it.
Yeah, you're getting quite a lot. But they are cool. And then you're getting a shit ton of cultists.
Yeah, that's the start of all the cultist stuff we're going to get. It just gets bigger and weirder from then on. I wanted to see at least some of them with an auto gun. Because I've got about... At least these will mix in quite well with the sort of the existing cultists, I think, if you can take them with an actual auto gun as well.
Because these all look like they're just auto pistols, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally all of them are auto pistol. But they did mention in the stream that auto gun, but I don't know if he was talking about auto pistols or actual auto guns, and he just got his words a little bit mixed up. Because like they're a great cheap little unit to just sit on the back of the board on an objective and do their thing. And if you can spray an auto gun about every now and again, brilliant. If you can literally only take them with pistols, that means they're just going to be sitting there doing nothing until someone comes close to them. Then they can charge in and die spectacularly. But yeah, they're nice models. I think, like I say, they'll blend in with sort of like the existing cultists, because like the trousers and the robes and that kind of stuff looks quite similar, along with, you know, some of the weapons are like the stick with nails in it and little clubs and stuff. That looks very, very similar to what exists, but obviously the helmets are a little bit different. And
it's a standard issue, isn't it? You join the cult, you get a club and a pack of nails. And
a six pack as well for most of the guys.
Yeah. That's it. That's really just...
Roid heads.
Yeah. I wonder again if there's going to be different head options for the different type of chaos as well, as we'll see later with the Demon Prince.
Probably not for the cultists. That would be a lot of random heads to stick in there.
Even maybe if it's just like an upgrade sprue or something.
They're not doing upgrade sprue for cultists.
No, but you say, obviously, we've got going back to Black Templars, more importantly, on the Black Templar. I'm just thinking it's like a recent release with lots of new models. Is the Neophyte's got different heads in the upgrade sprue?
Oh, well, all the ball cuts. Oh, yeah, they're... Yeah. Riveting to look
there's at. There's never enough bowl cuts.
Yeah. These are good, though.
Before we get into this one, Dave, can you... No, go to the next slide.
Oh.
Dave, can you just quickly relate this to Black Templars before we go to Glenn?
I have to think of something. I will come back to it. Fair
enough.
Just give me a minute.
I was going to relate it to Death Guard and see how I can get these into my Poxwalkers somehow, if they're on the same size bases.
I would think because they didn't know, they weren't very clear on some of the base sizing, but they, I would imagine, will be the next size up. I think they've gone 32s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, accursed cultists, slightly bigger cultists, starting to get a little bit too gifted with chaos powers, a little bit mutated.
If you call that a gift, that looks absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, all right. They're not the prettiest. I do really like the top left one.
Yeah, I was going to say the guy that's twisting into... Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah. I do like... And the fact that you look at them and you can still see, like, cultist bits and pieces, like the trousers, the loincloth, all that there. That's still there from the previous models as well, which I think is a nice little touch. And I imagine a lot of people will probably look at them and think that they'll see loads of different things they can do with them, like random models for Blood Bowl, like, I don't know what Warcry's like, but yeah, no, I don't think they're going to just be used in 40k chaos cultist armies. I think a lot of people will see them as conversion projects.
Yeah.
I'd like to get them just to paint the squid elephant. I think
it's a bit Cthulhu, isn't it? It's a little bit Cthulhu, the squiddy ones.
Fucking elephant leg, man. It's mental or whatever the hell that is.
Giant penis.
I think Dave will have the one on the right from Slaanesh Army.
Yeah. Never enough tentacles.
Big tentacle coming straight out of his mouth. They're cool. And then next level up. Promotion.
They're awesome.
Yeah. So these are the cultists that have gone a little bit step further, and the demon is pretty much just bursting out of them. And if you can play sort of spot the cultist.
Yeah.
Because I really struggled with the one on the right. I was like, what the hell is that? But he's been painted sort of very similar. Into like the fleshy bit of the beast on his chest, and so these are going to be even bigger again, stronger, more smashy in combat. I think these are going to be sort of what did they say they were going to be, as big as or bigger than can't remember, but yeah, these I think are pretty much going to be... You build them up like that. I cannot see a way of them being very customizable without hacking models apart.
No, they look quite set, don't they?
Are these entirely new units? Did these used to exist? Oh, okay. So these are, because I was like, what the fuck are these?
Yeah. No, pretty much everything that's not just cultist is new.
That's pretty cool.
Stat wise, I think they've been knocking around in lore, from like ages and ages ago, like talking like maybe third edition ago, but they've never had rules and really been on actual models. But yeah, they do look very cool. But all of the chaos stuff is very cultist heavy release.
I think it's awesome that they've actually got that progression though, going from like the lowliest cultist and what they can turn into. Yeah. Like even new players who come into the game, I imagine, would look at that and they'd get the story sort of thing of how chaos is just by looking at the models even. So I think that's a really good idea on their part.
So the next step up, when you get your kids out of Pokemon and you say, look at this leveling up. I also like how the guy on the right had the foresight or the intelligence to adapt that metal stint to his guy's leg just so he can stand up.
Like, a bit of balance.
He's like, this isn't working, mate. We need to do something.
That is a danger wank with that arm, though, isn't it?
You'd know.
Rip the cultist clean off.
First thing that I thought when seeing these models is, one, they're really cool, but they look like they're going to be an absolute fucking nightmare to paint.
Yeah,
and still be able to see the cultist element of it.
Well, fortunately, I wouldn't worry about that.
Because you're not going to
paint. Yeah, I was going to say,
you put
any model in front of me and I'll find a reason why it's a nightmare to paint.
Grey is a colour. Just to stand out.
McCain Grey Fletch. That's what they should have, like. Citadel paint.
Yeah.
Was it the entire range? Grey flesh, grey power armour, grey wash.
And you got a new HQ unit as well.
Yeah, an interesting one. It's rare nowadays to get an HQ unit that's not a single thing. Because there used to be that in the Guard Codex. You could take a platoon command. So you had like the actual HQ and accompanying bonds. But this is a leader, which I believe is the top left, a psyker, which is top right, a guy with a big stick, and two Nazgul. So.
You know, Dave, this reminds me of Grimaldus and his retinue.
Yeah, Grimaldus and his retinue. Yeah, he stole my fucking thunder there.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah.
Just waiting for my chance. But no, I really like these models. I thought they were going to be Age of Sigmar.
Yeah.
Because of the styling of them. But no, I think they're really, really cool. I like the Nazgul especially.
See, those are the two I'm not 100% sold on.
Yeah,
it looks like they've kind of gone, shit, we need to fill this out. A couple of Dark Elf Executioners, that'll do the job nicely.
Mm.
I like the Psyker because he's got a big mutant brain on like a life support machine
that
will be sort of, he'd be poking it and going, zap some shit, come on. So yeah, I think that's the more I look at it as well, the more that the actual leader of them, the top left, his head is going, yep, Mouth of Sauron.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. Yeah, Tolkien gonna sue somebody. Well, probably not, but Peter Jackson, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'm gonna get away with it. If they own all the model range for it, they could probably chop and change a little bit in there.
Yeah. But again, they've sort of kept that cultist aesthetic going through it as well.
Yeah.
Because everything's got that little dangling chaos star on the bit of rope. Yeah. And that's across the entire cultist range. And that's been on like the old cultists as well. So it's nice that that's in there. And they will look like one cohesive army, because sometimes chaos army can look a little bit some of this and some of that, and especially if you had like a lot of cult trips that were painted, your world leaders were painted like world leaders, your noise marines were painted like noise marines, you know, it's it's nice that they've got that aesthetic running through the whole army now.
I've just zoomed into the one that you're saying is the leader, which is the one top left.
Yep.
Looks to me like it might be a fallen sister. She's got a sister leg, the right leg, and then you've got that pistol, which looks like it might have a very similar to the Sororitas symbol on it.
Well,
maybe I'm clutching, but it's definitely got a similar Sororitas leg.
Are you sure it's not a fucking Black Templar?
They'd never fall. They'd never fall.
Yeah.
Well, I think lore-wise, only one sister's ever fallen. I think. I could be wrong.
Mm.
But, yeah, I think there's only one that's actually ever fallen in Chaos.
Just looks, unless they just thought, wow, I've got a few of these left over.
Mm. It's got a sneaky third arm poking out the front as well. I couldn't work out what it was from here. That little green arm poking out.
Yeah.
Now you say that, it's definitely a boob.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, definitely a boob then,
yeah.
That's unquestionable.
I didn't zoom that close into the model to start with. Eh, you never know. Might be.
I just stolen it.
Maybe. But the detail, even on that, the pad, the shoulder pads and everything, the detail on them is brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really nice model.
I think that Psyker one would be horrific to paint, but also the most interesting just because of the float in the head.
I mean, they're going to have pretty interesting rules, though, if GW wants to sell them, right? Because, like, and Glenn, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. Remember back in the day, a lot of Chaos players were Chaos Space Marine players, and, like, you take the cultists to fill up a bit of space. And I know this is a HQ, but it feels like they're leaning into the cultists a lot. So they've got to have some pretty good rules if they want them to run.
Yeah. I mean, traditionally, when a codex is done, the new stuff is awesome. The old stuff that they didn't sell lots of was awesome.
Yeah.
And the stuff that everyone already had loads of became a bit cack.
Yeah.
So it made you want to get the new stuff, or at least buy some of the old stuff that no one bought the first time around because the rules for it were crap. Especially the past couple of codex cycles.
But maybe that's why they're taking the World Eaters out, because they're like, we'll take them out and make them their own thing, so that you can, you know, World Eaters players that have got a load of berserkers have to go over there. And then if you're just playing Black Legion or Chaos Undivided, there's these cool new models, and you almost more like a Chaos Guard army.
Well, like there's going to be loads of different reasons people will take the cultists. Some people will take them for like the themed armies, like traditionally, like Alpha Legion have loads of cultists. These don't look like my kind of cultists for Alpha Legion.
No.
Word Bearers traditionally have loads of cultists. These look like Word Bearer cultists. People will want cultist armies. People have wanted cultist armies for a long time. It's the same as like people want Crute armies for Tau. Yeah. Like the minor, it's kind of in there, but you can't really take an army of them. Now, you really could take quite a very cultist-heavy army and have it supported by demon engines and stuff like that and take no Chaos Space Marines at all. So I could potentially see that happening, especially if you chuck in, like, because if you think about the lore, there's not going to be a lot of Chaos Space Marines knocking around the place.
Mm.
So the majority of a invasion army is thousands and thousands and maybe even millions of cultists and maybe 100 Chaos Marines knocking around, a couple of vehicles, but it's predominantly the cultists. So that's just, you know, a few reasons for the different armies that people will take for the cultists, but I think they probably will make them pretty decent, but realistically they are still cultists.
Yeah.
So they're not going to replace Chaos Space Marines in the Codex.
They were saying that in the release, though, weren't they? They were saying if you wanted to play it more of a, from a lore standing, then you'll have a massive army of cultists to flood the field, and then the big scary stuff coming up behind, and once these guys have soaked up all the bullets, doing the damage them. So maybe they have got that in mind.
Yeah, because
they still want to sell them.
It's, again, go back to the lore. Like, I've read Gaunt's Ghosts loads of times, and all it's always against chaos, or pretty much all against chaos. You very, very rarely see anybody in power armor. That's just, it's just how it is. That's how it should be on the tabletop. But then again, the amount of the amount of stuff that people put down for even a 2,000-point army is, lore-wise, more space marines than you need to conquer a planet. You can make of it what you will. I think the excitement is there for the cool models. They will live and die on the roads. Same as anything.
Cool. Right, well, that's the last part of the cultists and bits and pieces. And then we go to the no longer squat vehicle lady.
Yeah, I just thought that was an ugly dude to start with.
Yeah, yes.
Like an actual shaven dwarf. It was like...
It looks like one of the pilots from Star Wars, from the old, from the original ones, just without the big ears. I can't remember what his name was. It was a weird alien. That's what I thought.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I hate this model.
Yeah,
I think he's just looks ridiculous. Obviously, I don't know much about squats.
Heretic.
Yeah. yeah, I just think he's just ridiculous. Maybe they'll grow on me. I don't know, but no, I'm not a fan of this.
I'm with you, unfortunately, on this one, because I liked all the models before this one for the squats, the soldiers and stuff like that, the troops. But no, I think this is a little bit too, I don't know, alien, I suppose. A bit too smooth. I don't know. Something about the aesthetic that I don't like as well.
Shane, talk to these new people.
I did like the way they presented it. I don't know if you've watched the YouTube video where it's like a faux American chopper advert. I thought that was quite fun.
Very 80s.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen this a bit more original squat trikey. Like, I'm glad they've got it.
Yeah.
I'm glad they've got it. I would have liked them to have lent into the... Because they're the squats, right? You've got to have a bit of your tongue in cheek if you're really going to run them. Like, because I was reading an article about it. Someone said to me about it the other day that one of the reasons they discontinued the squat line originally was because, you know, they'd taken this old world race over into the 40K universe. And whereas in the old world, it's like a fairly well-respected and understood race in the dwarves. And obviously the old world's a bit more tongue-in-cheek anyway, but a bit more respected. And they put it into space, and effectively they just kind of made them like jokey space dwarves. And they were just a bit of a, they were always going to be a bit of a joke rather than doing them justice. So they just didn't bother rolling any more out. I don't know. I think they've got to lean into that a little bit. Like, I think they're there to be the less grimdark of the grimdark. So I wouldn't have minded if they'd lent into that, you know, historical aesthetic a little bit more. So, yeah, like, as I said, I'd be interested to see the rest of the model range. There's always a part of me that likes the squad. I like the weapon loadout. I think the weapons on it are really cool. Like that 6-shot auto shotgun cannon thing, whatever that's going to look like. I think that's going to be pretty cool. And I'd be interested to know what type of unit this is. Like, is this the unit you'd run in like a free, for example, like an Outrider unit? Mm-hmm. Or is it just a single model? And that would be, I'd be interested to, I still haven't had enough to see what they're going to be like. I'm glad they're back, but I want to see more. But I think
they did say the trike thing was going to be part of a unit.
Yeah.
So I think, like, like unit of Thunder Wolves or something like that. They're going to be around harassing stuff. I want to know that, like you say, weapon profiles. I want to know how, like, the weapons are cool, but if they're just going to be driving around shooting things, I want to know how good those guns are.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if they just end up being, you know, not quite as good as Space Marines and their squats, it's like, well, okay, that's nice. I'm just going to stick with my Space Marines.
I think they're going to make the weapons better than Space Marines.
Yeah.
Because they've really leaned into they've got hidden technologies that might work a little bit better than the old STCs because they've maintained them. They haven't forgotten stuff. So I can see them maybe having plasma that doesn't overheat. That's the auto shotgun thing that he's got is supposedly similar to a bolt gun, but it's probably better than a bolt gun. I don't know if that's, you know, Primaris bolt gun or normal bolt gun. I don't know.
They might have access to more Volkite then as well, because that's one of the things that could be quite cool. That I'd be very into that.
Or will they leave the Volkite with the Horus Heresy since they're relaunching all of those?
Yeah, true. But yeah,
That's on the new knight. So yeah, there's going to be Volkite on the new knight. So yeah, they can have Volkite. They can have all the weird and wacky stuff from like the Dark Age of technology. So yeah.
I'm eagerly awaiting to see what they got next before making my mind up.
Yeah. So we've seen this and one guy so far, haven't we?
The profile. That's
yeah.
In profile. This model looks like it's going to be really painful to get it to stay upright on the base. I know they're giving it sort of a hover effect, but it doesn't look like it's got 3 points of contact.
They're probably just air sticks. Airbrushed out the Perspect stick.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's the Dark Age technology, so it doesn't matter.
Cool. So we're split on.
Yeah, move on. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, it's right. Move on.
Oh, I didn't hear. All right. Yeah, so we're split on these then. And then some more chapter approved.
Yeah.
That's coming.
Yay, another book.
I feel like we've just had one.
We have. So they've said they're going to be doing them, was it twice a year, I think? Something like that?
Yeah, I guess it's about every 6 months or so, yeah.
So it's about right. They're announcing it will be out, you know, when it's out.
Mm.
There'll be about 6 months. This time, rather, you know, we had Retrieve Octari, we had Rod, we got R&D, now we'll have whatever this one will be. Well, it's still going to be R&D, but it's going to be Nephilim rather than Nekmund.
Yeah. That's what I remember saying, is it they're going to play with CP a bit more and you'll be able to farm it easier so you won't end up in round 4 and 5 with just 1 or 2 CP.
You'll start with less.
Yeah.
The most important thing that they announced with this book, to me, was something that's not in the book.
The bear in the picture.
No, the fact that instead of putting them in the book, they're going to do the points changes as a free download.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That is good.
I'm hoping if it's done as a free download, it updates automatically on the app, which I have every faith that it won't, but...
The last balance data slate did, and they
did it
do it before, yeah. But obviously,
I used the app so little.
Yeah.
I've sort of gone, Battlescribe changed, yeah.
Battlescribe takes a little bit longer, but it does come through. But the actual app does update, but normally, like, for example, they've just done the data slate update, or they did it on the 21st, I think it was. And it's thrown up a whole load of glitches in the app. So,
yeah.
I can no longer add Zangors to a Thousand Suns detachment because fuck you. So, you know, that's that.
Oh, that's really bad missing units.
It's just
I've had like you know Land Raider Crusaders where you can't have a Hurricane Bolter on it. That's bad. But entire units is
You're not allowed to add them to the Thousand Sun detachment. I was just like, what?
That might explain because I did use it not that long ago, and instead of doing one full detachment, I did two primary detachments. And even though I had like two troop choices in each detachment and two HQs in each detachment, it was like, oh no, you've taken too many. I was like,
yeah, it did that to me.
Haven't.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's it's very glitchy still. Surprise, you know, which is unbelievable.
Only,
really,
now. Only been a year.
Yeah.
A book. Ooh.
Yay.
Cool.
What more interesting though, as we've already touched on, is the World Eaters Codex incoming eventually.
I would say probably around September, October time would be my guess for this.
They said they're going to put bits and pieces into White Dwarf.
That's true. They did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever the Chaos Codex hits, because they're taking the Berserkers and stuff like that out, they'll have to put rules in for them, which makes me think you'll still be able to take them as like an allied thing, and maybe not lose out too much if you know your whole army's not from the Chaos Codex.
But that might be like the rules they put in White Dwarf to cover you until the Codex drops, and then it'll all up. A bit like what they did with the Crusher Stampede.
I like how the only teaser that they can give you though is the sketches of some axes.
Yeah, not even an actual axe.
Yeah, just here's what it's going to look like.
I mean, it should be good because, like, if you think previously, Thousand Sons had Rubik Marines, and now they've got a full range. Death Guard had Plague Marines. Now they've got a full range. I can't even imagine all of the crap that they can come up with to put into an actual World Eaters army that isn't just going to be the same stuff. They might get World Eaters specific Terminators. They're going to get Angron. They're bound to get Angron. If they don't get Angron, there will be riots.
He did mention a few surprises, didn't they? So
yeah,
maybe it'll be like a Khorne Berserker equivalent of a Crusader squad.
Yeah, but it was some surprises you expect and some surprises you won't expect.
Yeah.
So I think I would imagine Angron would be the surprises you expect because if the other cult Codex has got their Demon Primarchs, you got to get Angron, surely.
So you're going to get Angron, you're going to get Khan, right? You're going to get those two for sure, I would have thought.
Well, I hope they don't do a new Khan because the existing plastic Khan is actually really nice.
It's pretty good, right? But he's going to be in the book, surely.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to be in the book.
But I wonder who the surprise could be then. That's what I'm trying to think. Who else?
I'm more leaning into the stuff that is the heresy stuff that's been knocking around.
Would they give him a Bloodthirster?
Maybe.
Who's the one that he fought Sanguinius?
Cabanda.
What about him? He might be him. Maybe. Don't know.
I would imagine he'd go in the Demon Codex.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Because he's a big, badass demon. No, I mean, like more like the actual models and units that are currently in the Heresy game.
Oh, one would be.
The Heresy books, you know, so like, is it Rampager squads that were like the heavy weapons teams that use like rad weapons and stuff? So it'd be interesting to see because I think they started as like a world leader sort of specific thing in the rules for the Horus Heresy game. So they might bring them in. Or they might just go, there's a new Angron. There's a book with 5 units in it. And yeah, good luck. At least we're getting new Berserkers.
Hmm. Yeah,
I think it's one of the oldest plastic boxes they've still got. It was 20, 23, 24 years, somewhere around that. They've been going.
Do they have a history with Tyranids? Because that's what's in the artwork there. I suppose everyone has a history with Tyranids.
Not point. Especially.
Hmm.
To be honest, it's two forces I wouldn't really see fighting that much.
I could see them coming to blows on a world where they're like just munching on Imperial, you know, they've landed on a human planet. The Tyranids are eating from one side and the Berserkers are going berserk the other and they just meet in the middle.
Yeah.
The shit day out, isn't it?
Yeah. Gotta kill something. Cool. And then this one's probably getting the most love, I think. The new Demon Prince.
That's another badass looking model.
Yeah.
Apart from the face on the one on the right.
Yeah.
That's a strange one, isn't it? It looks like a cheap Halloween mask.
It looks like fucking Jared Leto's Joker. It really does. I don't know how much of that is just poor choice of painting. Because whenever we've seen like all the rest of the heads that they showed and all, some of the options on them, like they all looked quite cool, but that face is an abomination.
I don't like the whole model on the right, to be honest. I really like the one on the left. Just don't, there's something about the one on the right. I don't like any of the armor really.
It looks too slim. It's a strange one. Like,
I think it's the hooves don't help it, right? Because it starts from a small base. I quite like the wings. The wings look pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see them being on the other one, maybe slightly different paint job, and that's a pretty good Demon Prince all in.
Yeah. But they said this is going to be like really customizable, isn't it? It's going to have loads of different bits and pieces.
The old one was as well. The old one had so much stuff on it. I think it had like 6 different arms. Obviously, it's got wings. It's got... You could have power, like old power armor on it. You could have a bare chest, all that. So yeah, I mean, if they're going to follow on from that, that'd be awesome because that was one of the best kits I've ever used. Definitely.
I think that one on the right is just probably poor positional as well because you see how much the tail swings around on the other one. That's going to be the same tail on that one, and it makes it look really, really slim.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it's just going to be. I think it's bad camera work from that one, but yeah, it's not a cool looking model.
Yeah, and I like that you can pick any Chaos Army and run with it. Change the head. Some good faces there.
Oh, that's my favourite thing out of all of them.
The heads.
I think they look so cool.
Mm.
I really like the Nurkle one and the Tzeentchian one.
Yeah, the Tzeentchian was the best.
Yeah, you could paint it to just look like a chicken as well.
Demon chicken.
Nah, I like the baby bloodthirster head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's cool. I like his pack's cool.
Am I the only one that watched this video and thought the backpack, the picture, they'd circled something?
Oh, what?
I was looking like really close. It's like, what are they circle? Oh no, it's backpack.
just some trim, more trim.
Yeah, I thought they were drawing attention to this glowing thing in the middle of the backpack. It's like, look really close at this. Nope, trim.
Yeah, but that's all the models that they announced. And then the only sort of series they've announced, I'm looking forward to, I'm into it. Blood Angels, the Angels of Death origin stories.
Hooray.
So they showed us a clip of what was the name? Captain Sulcan. This is pre-Angels of Death, or pre-Angels of Death. And clearly it's a origin story. They said all the main characters that we liked, we're all going to get their own episode. And they said this one's going to be about 25 minutes long. So one thing that everyone was moaning about was...
I will believe it when I see it.
Not long enough. Yeah. But...
I think it'll be good.
We get to see
because I enjoyed the last series. But yeah, Death Watch would be cool. Mm. Be nice to see the Chaplain again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still not enough, is it?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Depends. No, you're probably... never happy with the animation, so you don't get an opinion.
I think
when it comes out this year,
me and Dave have been very critical of it. I think rightly so in certain ways, but this series was the only one I thoroughly enjoyed all the way through. Obviously, there was issues with it, with the speech and the mouths and stuff like that. But hopefully, with this one, they've had a chance to work all that out, and it might be really good.
Did you watch the trailer, Tom?
I was going to say, in the trailer.
I was going to say,
You're the same, no?
No, I think it's a style that they're sticking... I don't know, I think it's a conscious effort that they're sticking...
Bad dubbing.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I think they watched this video and went, oh, fuck off, Dave. We're going to keep it. I think it's a conscious effort now on their part, the way that they're doing it. I think it's a stylistic choice.
That's a stupid choice, because surely with something like this, stylistic choice is going to be with the colours and, you know, the way it looks, not the way their mouths don't match up with the voice. That doesn't make sense at all. But yeah, I know what you mean. Maybe they have. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe around a twist. It would be bloody annoying, because that was the only thing I wanted fixed and I would have absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
After the first couple of episodes, I didn't even notice it. I'll be honest. Yeah, it's not something that bothers me. I know it's still there, you know, but it's just... Don't let it get to you.
But surely...
be a positive person.
If you're making something, you should be striving to make it better. Like, any little faults, you should be trying to iron them out, unless, like Hammer and Bolt, obviously, it's clearly a stylistic choice. But with this, I would have thought, sure, that you're going to make it better with the next series, not leave it exactly the same.
Well, it's Origins, isn't it? So this has happened before.
It's going to get worse.
It's got to be worse, and then season two will be better.
So it's going to be like an old Japanese Godzilla movie.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
The one with Hadrill is just going to be a stick animation. It's going to literally be bopping up and down. Yeah. And they did say season two's on its way as well. So we'll see if they get back home or if they'll get killed. I can't even remember how many of them were left in the end. Not many.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah. But that was Warhammer Fest day one. So, Glenn, pretty happy, I guess.
Yeah, overall. Yeah.
Not going to paint any of that, but you're going to buy it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Any Black Templar conversions for you, Dave?
No. I don't think I've bought enough recently, so I'm not going to buy any of that.
Some of them cultists might sneak into a Crusader squad.
Yeah, neophytes.
Just tuck a bowl cut on them and they'll be fine, won't they?
Yeah. Cool. So, has anybody got anything else before we wrap up this episode?
Nope.
No, cool.
No.
Right. So, thank you everybody for joining us. Obviously, as always, let us know in the comments on the video or wherever you do follow us, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, what you thought of this video and of Warhammer Fest in general. Like I said before, Warhammer Fest will be well finished by the time this comes out. So, let us know what you thought about all the other stuff that's coming out. If you're listening to us on podcast, consider checking us out on YouTube and watching our videos. And if you're watching us on YouTube, want to listen to us on the go, you can get us on all good podcast services. We've got a Twitch that doesn't do a lot. We've got a Patreon that doesn't do a lot. But Element Games, do your shopping on there, because with the funds that we got before from all your kind purchases or Glenn's purchases, we have done a giveaway. And someone has just won an avatar of Kane model that is in the post now. So hopefully we'll have some pictures of that to show you soon. And then you've got combat cards as well. So, we'll call that Exterminatus for this week. Bye.
As always, we would like to thank you for listening to our Iron and Ceramite podcast. If you liked us, then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any other good podcast services. Just remember, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.
Cool. Yeah, I figured we best do the releases first, because we'll end up talking about it in the other one. Otherwise, everyone will get very excited. Cool. I know I'm the one who's fucking about. Is everybody ready to go?
Yeah, mate.
About 20 minutes.
Yep.